I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. 12 current Jacobs School of Music voice students have formed a troupe to perform Don Freund's Romeo and Juliet, a Shakespearean music drama. They'll be traveling to 5 different venues in late March and early April, with the first concert taking place at the Bloomington Playwrights Project on the 17th. One of our guests is Sean MacArthur. Sean, you're playing Romeo in the current production, and I understand that you're one of the people who got this started.
Yes, I am. 2 years ago, when we premiered the work, I was really struck by the minimal aspect of the music, and that it's just with piano. So oftentimes in opera, I think the story gets caught up in the costumes and the sets and in the lighting. And so I wanted to do a bit more minimalistic production of it as well. So this production is modern dress, very little costumes, very little sets, so that the story and the music really sells.
And once again, you get a chance to play Romeo. Is Romeo different 2 years later?
Yes, he is. I focused more this time on how power relates to Romeo, and that his entire world revolves around trying to become a man, trying to mature.
IU faculty member Don Freund is responsible for the book, lyrics, and the music based on Shakespeare's drama. He's also the music director and pianist for this second production of the piece. Don, one thing that's really tough in the music world is getting that second production.
Right, and I'm really thrilled. This is a very different second production, too, so it's something I've always wanted to see with this play. And when Sean and Alicia, who's the nurse, and some of the other veterans of the first performance said, can we do this again? I said, well, yeah, let's do it again, and let's see if we can do it a little differently. And that's all of our impression, is that we're trying something really special with it this time around. For one thing, we're using a real theater director from the theater department, John Manis. He's not worried about the music at all. He's just worried about how would a production of Romeo and Juliet look and feel and sound if it were just a non-sung production. And I think what that adds is this energy and edginess, and working with some of the old cast and having some great new cast members allows us to approach this in a really special way.
Katie Spoor, along with Kelly Scott, they're a pair of MFA Arts Administration students at Indiana University, and they're the producers for this tour, this production of Romeo and Juliet. How did you become involved in it, Katie?
Different organizations will solicit our program for practicum opportunities for our students. And so Don had emailed our person who coordinates that, and Kelly and I both were really interested in it, so we met with him, and we decided it was something that fit really well with what we're interested in the long run. So it's been really helpful to our growth.
Are you a theater veteran yourself?
Yes, not particularly opera. I'm more like the musical theater type, but it's kind of the same thing. It's using music and theater together. So, and Kelly's the same way. That's where we want to head in our career.
What have been the particular challenges of putting together a fairly large troupe that's going to a number of different venues?
I would say definitely it's the organization and the scheduling of it, because the cast is so talented. They are in so many other different productions that we actually started rehearsing all together just recently. So it's almost like a summer stock production. We're still working through it, and it's going to be good.
Arwen Myers takes on the role of Juliet, and she's one of the new people to the production. Is this particular Juliet, this approach, a little different for you?
Well, it is. Don has written a piece that's sort of an amalgamation of classical elements and popular elements, and so musically it's a little bit different than other things I've done before. Also dramatically, this production is meant to be done in a small space, and I'm used to things, you know, in the Mac or other large spaces, and it's nice because we're actually able to be extremely subtle with a lot of our staging. That's been really fun for me.
We've been talking with members of the cast in the production of Romeo and Juliet, a Shakespearean music drama by Don Freund. It opens Thursday, March 17th at 8 at Bloomington Playwrights Project, where it began. Then it travels to Kentucky, to Vincennes, to Jackson County Theater in Brownstown, comes back to Bloomington on Sunday, April 10th, for a matinee at the Monroe County Public Library Auditorium. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.